started off short pay. Now I'm having long
It's the Outrighteous Podcast.
Yes, sir.
Yo, ain't you supposed to start with something?
Yeah, bro, you was over here.
Oh, are you waiting on me to cue you in?
No, you didn't have to cue me in, but damn, you was talking.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas get new mics. Niggas get new tech. Niggas get a
guest. Niggas pick a new song.
Niggas get a guest. Turn up to some shit from P-Valley.
Turn me down in the headphones, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, some expensive ass headphones.
Yo.
Come on now, player.
Come through. All right, tell us.
All right, now, before we get started, we got our black business for the week. Goes out to this young dude. From the Heights, Grayson Green.
Hey, who was that?
Johnny, you don't know. Young boy. He a young boy.
You know Johnny, a Heights gatekeeper.
No, so Grayson Green graduated from Heights. He currently is a student at Central State University. He plays football there. But now that we're in this pandemic, he said we're going to try to make some money. So he's got a company, a car detailing company called G2 Limitless. Detailing mobile cars and car washes. He is mobile, so he went in, you know, got the truck and all that stuff, so he is mobile. He's the CEO, founder, all of that. For all your, you know, inquiries, pricing, all of that, make sure y'all hit him up at his IG. I will tag him in this episode, but his phone number is 216-409-9579.
Get it in.
Y'all go ahead and get your cars detailed. I definitely got mine detailed.
Yeah,
today.
All that good shit. I didn't know I thought about them car detail niggas that pull up on your ass and wash your car for you.
What?
Do you got a gallon of water in the car, or they got to hook up to your own? Your own
Yo,
water?
Hey, listen, y'all. It's damn
Christ, man. Come on, dog. If I gotta pay for the water that's being used to wash my car.
Hey, it's damn boys as always bringing y'all another episode of the Outrighteous Podcast.
I'm gonna run my bill up and wash my whip.
Can you at least tell them who you are?
Man, niggas on the fuck. I am, nigga. The fuck is Bedside Benson, most versatile last name in the game. But for this episode, I'm watching the Parkers the whole. I've been watching Parkers for like 2 weeks. So I'm Alizé Benson.
Oh my I'm Alizé God. Benson. This nigga said Alizé Benson.
I'm Alizé Benson. Hey, yo, she married some chicken in Alizé. That's why I knew she was. She's like, give me the Alizé.
Yo, hey, look, what?
I'm dead, but y'all know the vibes. The deepest voice in the game, Don Jones, a.k.a. Baritone Jones. We're checking in.
We checking in.
Sure.
I feel like this person is only like I know the intro that they want us to give. And
hold on, disclaimer: we put them other guests here, but
yeah.
They didn't show up. We gotta get a lesser nigga.
Let's just
get that straight real quick.
A good fucking fallback.
Hey, I hate this dude, man. Why he just had to out my nigga like that?
I'm gonna tell y'all what's going on. This is what's going on. We got the little bro hooked up. His controller's not plugged in, but he holding it though, and he like, oh facts. No, I won.
So that was me. But that was me.
His mic not really plugged in. Yo, the bro DT Cook.
What's going on, building. Man? There he is, aka DTC.
I
do a lot of things.
You do a lot, but this episode has nothing to do with all of the things that you do. But what I will say is this: also on top of our black business, shouts out to you because you have become the fourth family member of this podcast and helped us take our talents to the next level.
Yes,
but we're not interviewing you.
At DTC.
This episode has
man.
Nothing to do with who you are.
Yeah, this is a freestyle renegade episode.
I don't want it to be about me, all right?
This is off the top, no outline. It's Lil Wayne. We in the studio. Just play the beat and we're gonna kill it. Let's start here.
One take.
What take, have y'all two. Been up to? Because and the reason why I'm asking that is because I really just want to tell y'all what I've been up to.
So does that mean I can out your shit?
No, because I want to out my shit. Whoa. So wait, all right. So let me tell niggas what I've been up to.
All right, let's get to it.
Tell the whole story.
All right, so look, this is one thing that I was thinking about, man. As of lately, I took my very first vacation. Okay, so my very first vacation,
was it a road trip?
No. Damn,
plane,
let me
bro?
Find out.
On a plane, bro?
Wait, hold on. Is niggas gonna kill me for flying? Because Johnny flew 3 episodes in a row and nigga said nothing.
Oh, no, I said something. Smooth said
nigga
something.
Nigga said nothing.
Hey, look, but you also know, he was on a 3-week detox, though.
That's why I'm quiet.
We didn't.
He was.
That's why I'm quiet.
He was on a 3-week detox. Niggas did not see this nigga
hey,
for
so
a
listen.
Month.
Yo, okay, I got on the plane. Real shit. I got on the plane. I took a vacation with my girl. This is my very first vacation, so I was not sure how this was going to
first go. First with her or first ever?
Oh, yo, you want some shit?
Hey, yo, D, I got to need some rules real quick. We don't incriminate on the podcast. We don't incriminate on the podcast.
Yo,
you're
right now. You can't be saying the word first and nothing behind it. Yeah, that's my first.
You got one more. You got two more strikes. He's back to the photo.
Who's getting interviewed here? Damn, you in the hot seat.
I was just curious, bro.
Nigga, they gonna ask this first picture. You looked at the last picture. You looked at like,
damn.
Yo, he's like, so it was your first vacation of 2020.
Yeah, no, this is my last decade. This was my first vacation. This was her first vacation. At least that's what she said. You know, I still am an avid,
allegedly.
I see, yeah,
allegedly her first one. We on your ass.
But that's what she said. It was our first vacation. Niggas had no idea how these really rock. And this is what I found out about vacations. On vacation, there is always one person that goes that is like the horny vacationer. Like I'm the girl or the dude in this entire vacation. I'm here to smash. And there's the other vacationer that's like, I want to do a little sightseeing. I want to catch a couple of vibes.
Yes.
I want to live a little bit. But it's the other one that's like, nah, we in Florida to fuck.
We're fucking everywhere.
On the beach, in LA to fuck.
Yes.
And it'd be like, nah, but we could do that. And it's like, nah, but it's different, though.
Yeah, because you can mess all the sheets up and stain them all. And you don't got to wash them.
Is that what that shit is about?
I don't think it's really that. It's the hotel you paid for. Like, you paid for it. So there was a meme that I saw that you do it, like, helly times. Because you got to get your money's worth.
Are y'all the, who's the
well, how about the money? Oh, see, now you fuck them up because you don't know what type of hotel you got. What's happening?
It don't matter. He still paid money for
that's
it.
That's a fact.
I ain't go to another state just to get cheeks that I can get when I was home.
See? That I knew somebody
dead.
Was going to agree with
that shit dead.
No, I'm not saying I don't like, agree with you, but what I'm saying hey, I mean, is that's still a part of the
but
vacation.
Look, though, real shit, the hotel sex do hit different.
It do.
But I ain't about to be on some hot shit like, yeah, bro, I'm here to stay in the sheets. Yeah. Nigga, because I'm only buying one pair of sheets a fucking year. Oh, nasty ass nigga. Man, the fuck out of here. Like, this nigga like, yeah, bro, you know
the
I got to go.
Dirty laundry.
Yeah, that nigga, you know, sending to go to the laundromat. He said, bro, I'm tired of taking my sheets to the laundromat. It'll be the same old woman there every Sunday watching me, watching my fucking sheets, man. This nigga said, my sheets has to last through the week, nigga.
I'm telling you.
But look, though, the hotel be having mirrors. And they be thinking they slick, like having like mirrors places. Be like, no, y'all put them
you
there for the fucking.
You know what this mirror is. That is
y'all put them there for the fucking, my nigga.
It was a big ass mirror and where we stayed. We didn't do a hotel. We did an Airbnb, but it was nice. I don't know. Do niggas get killed for that too?
Nah, you cool, bro.
Nah, you cool.
I mean, fuck it. To be honest, you bro, already fucked though? Up when you walked in Cleveland Hopkins, nigga. Like, but you already fucked
listen,
up.
Listen, let me tell you why I took this trip. Because it was fuck it. Like, it was fuck it.
I mean, that's everybody's mindset, bro. You gotta have fuck it. You gotta have a fucking mindset.
Yeah.
I mean, it's bro. I'm in a line between I want to keep my life and I want to have fun with my life. I'm in the middle. I don't know what I want to do. You feel me? Like I want to not catch COVID, but I am trying to go to Miami and kick it.
You but, see, that's all the nigga wanted to do.
Yeah.
So on the vacation, are you the horny vacationer or are you the sightseeing?
Oh, I'm
vacation?
The nigga with itinerary. Fuck that. Yeah. I paid for that motherfucking ticket. I paid for this hotel, and we in this place I ain't never seen.
I ain't gonna hold you. We leaving out the hotel or Airbnb by 10 a.m. We could come back around like maybe 6 or 7 and take a little power nap for the rest of the night.
So y'all the type of niggas who. Now I'm all for going to see stuff, but maybe for me, like I don't have to go see like
you a sleepy no, nigga. I know what you're
saying. I'm a sleepy nigga. No, but like, no, like for example, like for
I'm not
example,
no
like for example,
nigga, it's like
no, but like for example,
he
like
try to buffer this shit.
I'm a sleepy nigga. But like when I go on vacation, I'm on vacation. I'm not trying to be up at 8 o'clock so I can make it somewhere by 9:30. So then we gotta
you make it loose though. But look though, I think it's different though when a nigga married. And he got kids, and he can't fuck how you want to fuck in the house, and he can't do this.
Wait, none of us married. What you mean?
But I'm saying though, like I'm saying that shit gonna change. Like,
yeah, you
go
right,
back
you
to this
right.
episode, listen you to right. our young asses when we like 35.
I ain't
be like,
trying
man.
To fuck on vacation. Yeah. Hey,
you know what I'm saying? I've been in quarantine with you and these damn kids.
Yeah, you ain't look. You trying to fuck on vacation? You ain't seen. You ain't heard your wife scream like that in 10 years.
We 35. We gonna be like, nigga. Fuck it. I want to go back to those years. Nigga, fuck you talking about?
Yeah. Hey, that is true, though. You do got a point though.
Yeah, man.
Like once you start getting your house filled up with people, your brother start moving in with you and shit. Your cousin will keep fucking up, moving in with you and shit.
The kids want to sleep in the middle of the bed with you and shit.
No sometimes all you need is just to go to the hood.
Then don't let it. You moved in you moved to a house that got the creaky floors and shit.
I'm telling you,
like you know, kids be getting woke up out of anything.
Hell but yeah. But is it as men? Is that only is the sex out of town thing? Is that more for the women than it is for us?
I think it's for both.
I think it's for both. It depends on your like, nigga, I ain't gonna hold you. If I got an Airbnb in like a high rise tower, nigga, I'm not closing the curtains.
Yeah.
It's, nigga, if you coming into on the airplane and you look to your left and you see me smacking off, I'm in these streets, nigga.
Oh, calm down, bro. That's a violation. I'm in these. They go floor the plane, nigga. What you talking about, nigga?
I don't be in that bitch like this.
Hey, fam. I asked this question because, dude, my girl came prepared for things that I'm like, why would we do that? I thought we was on vacation.
Yo,
dude,
you out freaking?
Hey, and that nigga was stumped. Nigga got off the plane and said, well, what do I do?
She came out, double back, rolled the motherfucker out, and was like this, you know what time it is.
In your suitcase?
What you doing?
No wonder you got stopped at security. TSA, what the hell is this?
TSA talk about some, why was this in your bag? I'm like, oh, but I can't be our bag because that's not, she wouldn't bring that. Like, she wouldn't have brought that if that was in our bag. Fam, I don't know. No more vacations for me for a while, man.
Where'd y'all go?
We went to Miami.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah, we went to Miami.
Welcome to Miami.
I need to go. I've been to Florida. I've never been in Miami. Yeah. And this is my mindset, though. I want to go to Miami once without my girl. Yeah. And then the second time, I want to go with my girl.
For sure. Yeah.
So I can avoid the places that I'm going to want to go if I was to go with her. Like, I walk past Magic City, not. It's in Atlanta. If I walk past a strip club that's going, I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, I think they got Club Live. They got G5. Don't ask me why I'm naming them bitches off.
Shout out to the big homie Drew with the office.
Yeah,
shout out to the big homie.
Sometimes, like, you want to live that, like, you want to live like a bachelor life. Like, you want to get the Lambo. You want to go all out. Like, you want to do what the fuck you want to do. Then you got to do shit like this. You got to go with your girl. You like this, I'll man.
Bring the old lady
like,
with
I'm
you.
Not comfortable. Yeah. I just want to stay in. And can we just, like, get dinner and sister?
What do y'all, who, okay.
I need to go somewhere like a sightsee. Like
what?
Philly.
Tell me the things that y'all not doing on the vacation with your girl. Not the obvious shit. Of course, you're not going to the strip club. You're not going to Magic City. Might, though.
But some girls be chill with that,
you
though.
You might go to the strip club.
We going for that.
Okay,
shit,
so what are you not doing with your girl on
anything
this,
I'm
on
doing
this
with
vacation?
Y'all, if we was to take a vacation and we go to Miami, us four, I'm not doing nothing that I did with y'all. With straight like that. I don't even want to go into specifics. I have a girlfriend.
Gotcha.
I have a girlfriend, and I love her. Okay? I have a girlfriend.
I probably won't. The time I'm kicking it, I probably won't go inside a little bit earlier, though. I ain't going to be in, like, you know how niggas said after kicking, like, the parking lot pimp hours, like, that 2 to 3, 2 to 5 type time. No, we going in at 1, baby. Because we ain't niggas ain't about to be drunk at this thing in they bowl today.
That's a fact.
I'm in another city and I got no gun on me or nothing like that. I can't
even
do nothing.
Hey, that's a real thing, too. Because the whole time I was there, I was uncomfortable because I felt like I'm not from here. Like, I felt like a tourist.
Yeah, you by yourself.
And feeling like a tourist.
If you got tried, you by yourself.
Because you know how your girl just be walking, taking shit in. Oh, my God. Look at that. And you just be like, yo, stay on your fucking toes out here. We not from Miami, bro. So
no bullshit. You gotta tell it like, yo, my nigga, like you not even alert, my nigga. Like you need to see nigga man.
Yeah.
Like, and also too, let me tell you, when girls, bro, when you walking in the sidewalk, bro, and some yo, and you be like this, man, you gotta move over. And they don't wanna move over from a motherfucker, you be like, yo, like if you don't move over, I'm about to beat this nigga ass.
Okay, you a good I thought you was about to go a different direction.
What you mean?
I thought you was about to drop a gem for them. Ungentlemanly ass niggas that let that girl walk on the fucking side of the street.
No, not that. I'm talking about like you walking and you like, hey, babe, you gotta scoot over.
Oh, is that what you gonna sell dick this episode?
Hey, you need to turn
a year. I know Don used to do that.
Big pause. Where the fuck that come from?
He said you out here saving. He said you out here saving. He's like, he just wants to know if
you
saving.
Yourself up to
don't
be a
come on this
nigga.
Man's podcast trying to sound like you a better man than him. That's
I'm
all
not,
I'm going to.
That's my job.
That's the direction
that
he was going in.
No, I'm talking about like you walking the sidewalk and then like, or walking anywhere, and yo, like you walking with her, and then you tell her like, yo, scoot over real quick, cause like these big ass, not even on some bitch shit, but you don't, you, sometimes I don't feel like having a confrontation with a nigga.
You don't always want to, yeah.
I don't feel like doing all that, man. I just want to come, like sometimes you want to be someplace and not be able to like look at nigga sideways.
Can we talk our way out of things?
Yeah, man. Like, cause my, I be thinking about shit, I'm like, yo, if I get in a fight with this nigga right now, he can call niggas.
Yeah.
I'll call my nigga to vent. Why the fuck I beat the fuck up? Yeah. Like, yo, Darius, bro, like, man, this nigga just did all this shit, da da da. I can't call and be like, yo, my nigga, this is the location.
Yeah.
You know what to do.
Nigga said, I need to talk my problems out. Nah, listen, I don't know, man. I don't date chicks that put me in positions where I'm going to have to throw it on the line, though. Like, if you going to have to work, and y'all know my story. This is one time where I was pulling up on a chick and a crackhead ran down on me. I had to get up out of there. But this is why I say that, though, because she knew and I knew why I wasn't about to work with this crackhead. It's way too much on the line. It's way too much. You can't be with a chick that puts you in positions knowing that you about to have to work out of that bitch, because because you gonna always end up in those positions, man. So niggas are anti. I don't know, man. I'm anti fighting for your chick unless she getting physically threatened. But I'm sure a nigga like D who sell dick.
Oh,
who sell dick and tell niggas not being gentlemanly enough.
This nigga, you gonna sell your ass because you ain't gonna want to get in that fight with that nigga. So you better calm the fuck down.
Hey, I'm not selling no ass.
That nigga gonna tuck. Hey man,
oh, you know,
I'll do anything you want me to do. I just don't want to fight you.
Here's one thing that I'm not doing with my girl on vacation.
What?
Don't look at
we
me.
We not doing. Nigga, what?
You looked at me like you. Like,
I'm niggas podcasting. Nigga, just well, somehow.
They said it's strong.
Strike
look at
two.
Me.
Yeah, strike two, player.
strike two. You looked at me like I'm about to say something that this nigga Darius is definitely going to agree with. Like, you looked at me like, yeah, Darius, me.
No,
you
actually,
this
you might agree with this shit. Listen, though, I'm not going to these, like, stores, especially a city that's, like, the cost of living is higher than Cleveland.
Right.
We not going to these stores and shit gonna cost twice as much as it could be in Cleveland.
And buying it.
Like, you not going to a Louis Vuitton store and you not about to buy the purse for $1,400 when you know that bitch gonna be $1,000 at fucking Cleveland.
You better take your ass not to beach with more.
Take your ass.
You see what I'm saying, though?
Like,
you know what I'm
saying?
Are you not
that's
doing
like going
that?
Down. That's like going down to Times Square, going to H&M in there in New York. Not at all.
Yeah. So I'm not fucking with that. Don't be trying to get all happy swipe right now on my card.
Like, if you go out of town,
no, they are
the
for
clearance
sure.
Sections are bigger,
no and, bullshit, and they cheaper too,
and they cheaper.
Big but facts. dude, is that shit just like is that mental though? Because what? Like when I be out of town, I be noticing that shit too. Like,
nah,
yo, the story
nah,
is
no cost of, no cost. If people be forgetting that cost of living in Cleveland ain't shit compared to New York, Chicago, for sure, you know, to Florida and all that. Well, for Florida, it depends on what part of Florida. So if you in Miami, that's just more, way more expensive.
But every
than, like,
deal
if you
I've
in,
caught
like,
on
Jacksonville
clothes and
or,
shit has literally been out of town. It's never time. Been like I mean I caught deals in Cleveland, yeah. But like I'm talking about a $5 trench coat,
mm-hmm.
out of town. Chicago.
And it's so crazy because when we was in Canada, man, we went to the OVO store. And the OVO store, they have two OVO stores in Toronto.
Wait, who you was in Canada with?
I was with Johnny.
Oh, shit. Niggas was traveling? Y'all flew?
Come on now.
We got in the car. Come on.
but I don't know what type of car you drove, but I was driving a Mercedes there. So like,
oh, yeah. We don't want to talk about how you really got But this nigga had a bad ride. Yeah, you was in a good ride, but it was a bad ride at the
it
same
was.
Time. Fuck out of here. So we was in, man, we was in the OVO store and like we saw this shirt that was online. I think Jay Mirror got it. Shout out to Jay Mirror. But it was like $100 online, but the nigga got it for like $65 in
no,
the store.
No, it was $65 in store, but when you do a conversion to
oh,
US
yeah, that
dollar,
too, that too. It was like the conversion. Yeah, it was like it was yeah. It went down because of American dollar. But
when I
put yeah,
the conversion
like,
rate, I said shit.
But yeah, I'm all for going out of town and shopping. But I don't know. I think it's more mental, man, because I be going out of town and I see shit I never seen. Like when I was at H&M in New York, bro, the H&M in DC didn't have half the shit that they had in Times Square. I'm like, damn, when they get this type of shirt or some shit like that.
Man,
like,
and don't
I'm
let me and don't let
town.
Me go to New York or LA and go to a flagship store. That for a fact I will never. There's probably no flagship store within like a three state wide a radius. Mm-hmm. She
did y'all niggas drop any icy emojis in comments or on anybody's DMs on Instagram in these past 2-3 weeks? Well, I know D, you haven't.
I haven't.
Yeah.
No.
And I niggas is taking the safe route this week.
Tomo, have you seen them shits when like niggas like how it started and how it's going now? I'm not to hear nothing from. Okay, I'm about to be real toxic real quick. Business is about to go on.
Get it in.
Girls, women, ladies. I ain't trying to
queens.
Right, queens.
I ain't gonna do that to them because I'm about to say some non-queen shit. So I ain't trying to hear nothing y'all gotta say about niggas coming at y'all gentleman like. Y'all trying to just gotta come at you on some nice nigga shit. Cause niggas got some bad chicks off some wild shit. Some niggas got some bad chicks off saying some wild shit. Niggas sitting there talking about, bitch, you trying to fuck.
Yeah.
I'm not paraphrasing. I'm quoting. Bitch, I'm trying to fuck.
Yeah.
And niggas in happy relationships. Stop it.
But why does that surprise you when the nigga pulled
because
her?
Because these niggas is Twitter moral pump fake, and I hate Twitter moral niggas.
But niggas pulled her with the. Niggas pulled Swaty with the.
With an ice emoji.
With the ice emoji. So why did. Like, this is.
But no. But think about this, though. If any chick. If Quavo come in your DMs with a ice emoji,
You're responding. You gonna be
if
like,
if I come with an ice emoji, you be like, bitch, what the fuck are you on? It's cold outside. Trying to go ice skating? What the fuck? You nigga
said you better put your hat on.
Yo, women be pump faking though. Women be pump faking with the "this is what it takes to get me" thing because
it'd be the most simplest shit that they would say.
It'd be the simple shit, bro.
I think that was like a phenomenon with the shit. Like, you ever go inside of a situation and be like, "Yeah, bro, it's a reason for everything we do." Yeah, nigga, this shit is really like, nigga, this shit easy.
Yeah,
like for real, like when I was growing up, niggas,
so much passion.
Man, when I first got to college, bro. I used to think, my mindset on women was so great. Like, you know, I grew up with my mom and my sister, so I was like, oh my God. Like,
you thought everybody was like that?
Yeah, huh? Man.
nigga got to college and got a reality check.
The black Cinderella.
Hey, I live in that dorm. I got water. You want to get some water with me? Come back. Yeah, I just hit. Nigga, what, nigga?
Yes. Bro, let me tell you the gym. What is it? I'm tell you a gym that nigga taught me, nigga Jamie taught me, bro.
I hope that... Whatever this gym is, he don't feel outed after you say.
I don't give a fuck. This is not even a bad gym. It's just a regular gym. Yeah. I was shooting. I was missing. Mm-hmm. Back in my horrible days. Summer 16, Benson. You feel me? Man, Jay was like, yo, my nigga, stop giving bitches your number.
Yeah.
Stop asking for their number. Don't ask for it. Just give it to them.
Yeah,
and then they want it, they gonna text you. They don't. Like, fuck it. Like, just give it to them to text you.
That is true.
Nigga, when I start doing that shit,
but you can't. You gotta subtly leave it though.
Oh no, I don't be.
Yeah, you can't just be like here.
It's conversation with me saying, bro, I'm doing that nice man shit. Like, you could be a gentleman and not come with that. You're the moon, the rising sun of my glorious heavens. Center like, nigga, shut up.
The '90s boys to me and shit.
Oh yes, I hate niggas like that. That shit be working. That shit might work, bro. Nah. That shit don't work for real.
No, but did y'all really ever hear what the nigga from the boys to men shit from the 90s really was saying in that, like, one at the end of the track? He like, I know you was with that other fella, but come back to me, baby. Come back to me, baby. Yo, hey, it's a funny ass thing with niggas because we do get tight about cornball shit. Like, we get tight.
Bro, I hate a cornball nigga.
We get tight about cornball shit, but it's that camp of people who be like, y'all not tight about cornball shit. Y'all just don't like to see niggas treat they girl right.
No, but is it the cornball shit that and you can't? Hey, look, hey, look, hey, look! I just want to go on record and say these niggas is pointing at me because I'm cornball. I say some quote unquote cornball shit, and I own my shit. Hey, God damn it!
Most transparent
podcast out there in the world, best in the world. Hit my buzzer. Do it again. God damn it!
You got it.
No, so is it the cornball shit that y'all don't like overall, or is it the fact that it be working sometimes?
No, it's
y'all niggas
it's
be
the
mad.
Fact that, like, you like,
I'm not owning.
I'm not owning up to it if I get exposed for it. I'm defending myself because I didn't say some cornball shit. I'm on your side.
What's some cornball shit you said?
I'm not saying it.
Why?
Right? I used to have this thing, right? I used to have this thing. I used to text all the girls, right? I used to be like,
nigga, what was it?
I used to send this like quote, was like, all right, I always this is how I started conversations, right? You know, I gotta put my 90s R&B voice on. So I used to say, hey girl, the definition of beautiful is da da da. It was a definition of beautiful has perfect in it. And you just perfect in my eyes. Boom! Drop the bomb on that one.
No, nigga. Strike three.
Hey, look. No, nigga.
Hey, so I feel look, you,
bro,
dog.
All I know is this nigga's not about to come on here and outdo me on some saucy whoa shit like that. I ain't never saying no R&B shit.
Wait, I ain't done.
What is the sauciest thing that you've ever
I'm
seen?
I'm transparent, but not that transparent. Y'all don't need to know all that.
Oh, he's still using it. That's why.
he can't give out the secret weapon.
Look, what you say in court? Your Honor, I can't. Confirm nor deny that statement.
Bro, let me tell you why I hate saucy niggas, bro.
Why?
Because these niggas be like, number one, you're setting a standard that I cannot breach. Like, when you come in too saucy, I'm not going to give you this saucy shit all the time.
Right.
So, like, that's why I start doing that shit, because I'm like, bro, I'm not that type of nigga. I'm not an affectionate nigga.
Right,
so,
but that's cool, though. That's just you.
I'm not going to tell you you're the sweetheart to my soul when... A year later, I'm like, yo, why are you still talking to me? Like, yeah. You know, my face, yeah. Like, yo, I want to be alone.
The reason why I'm against a lot of shit I classify as corny because I don't try to do shit that I can't consistently do. And so, like, even with gift giving,
I'm not giving you roses on your first date. Because I'm not going to give you roses every day.
So, in my mind, right, I'm never going to give you those bitches unless it's like Labor Day. If it's a holiday, I'll do holiday shit.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not. The reason why he's not always popping up
with flowers saying it's because it's Tuesday.
Yo, one time I gave this girl, text this girl good morning. And I gave her, like, the sun, like, the little sun emoji, whatever. It was a specific one.
You told her Grand Rising?
No, I just told her.
Yeah. Said, yeah. Grand Rising.
That man pulled a hot one. Good morning, my queen.
Look, though.
I hope the sun rises in the north and sets in the south.
And then one day, I didn't do it no more. And she was like, where's my son?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, if your ass don't look up to the sky, I was like,
I was like, hey, Cook said, look out the window.
And you know me. I'll look at the bench and be like,
yeah. Hey,
bitch, you wild.
The bar I set, though, for like the most corny head ass nigga shit to do. It's actually from my favorite movie, Coming to America. That nigga, Hakeem, was the most head ass nigga. That nigga beat somebody up. That nigga fucked Samuel Jackson up
with a broomstick.
With a broomstick.
So wait,
to prove his point.
So you get all your shit,
No, I'm not saying I get my shit from there.
With a straight face though.
This shit is authentic, nigga.
And look, you ain't about to just sit here and try to out me, nigga.
Yeah, this shit is authentic, nigga.
Nigga, listen.
Off the dome.
Listen, man. I don't know when it comes to some salt. When it comes to saucy shit, I'm not Grand Rising you. I'm with Johnny. I'm gonna have to stand with Johnny on this shit. I'm not hitting you with the Grand Rising. Yeah.
The Toxic Twins are back in business.
Yeah, come on now.
I try my hardest to not give a lot of compliments too, because that puts you in a bad mode.
Yo, we got like 39% female audience. That shit's about to go down to like
compliments.
No, that's real shit because I never want a girl.
Shit's about to be. I'm telling you,
I never want a girl like. I never want a chick to be like, yo, like, to do all this shit all the time and then tell me I don't feel like doing it. It's like, well, you didn't feel like doing it the 20 other times you did it.
Right.
So what the fuck is up going on now?
Right.
I heard a saying once that said like, if. Damn, was it you who said this? Yo, this shit gonna be wild if it's this nigga Johnny who said that shit. But it was, if your man do right by you 90% of the time, or 3 times out of 4 he does right by you, and that last time, don't necessarily crucify him for it. Because
I didn't say that. That's too much words.
That don't sound like no shit, Johnny.
Yeah, that's too much words.
And that sound too intelligent, because that nigga Johnny be like, man, fuck that shit. I ain't doing it. 1 out of 10.
Johnny would be like, leave her.
Yeah.
Just break up with her.
Right. Watch that.
But do y'all feel like Do we box ourselves in all relationships? Like, when you go in trying to do some shit, do you box yourself into having to be consistent with that shit? Like, for me,
but is
women,
it the having or wanting to be consistent?
I think
with
you have to be
because
consistent.
You know, whoa, if you're gonna be, let's say the Good Morning Beautiful, right, and all of a sudden you set that, like we just said, we set that standard, Good Morning Beautiful, Good Morning Beautiful, and all of a sudden you stop. Like we said, we got them into a routine.
What if one day she ain't beautiful pattern no more to you?
You're sick.
Oh my God.
That's sick. Yo, that just, bro.
What is wrong?
Yo, that just like hurt my feelings. Like, yo, what you mean? You just all of a sudden wake up one morning and say you ain't beautiful no more.
I see what you and Cook doing.
I ain't doing nothing.
What am I doing? I'm potting.
It's an auction. Yeah. It's an auction right now. It's an auction right now.
I'm speaking my truth, nigga.
It's an auction right now.
You just experience what I experience every week.
We don't know what niggas like.
Niggas got the drive-through popping today, man.
Y'all niggas, man.
Talk about some what? How could she not be beautiful to you?
This nigga talking about definition of beautiful is perfect.
Yeah.
This nigga talking about she's not perfect.
Whoa. I was like 16 saying
my nigga,
that shit.
Nah. Selling your
hey, look.
What you talking about? Nigga.
I'm the same nigga you met in high school. So why are you acting like this ain't the same nigga,
hey, this is
bro.
What I'll tell you, though. Sadly. This is what I'll tell you.
I did that until Don come to my Don. She don't need that right
but
now.
This is what I'll tell you though. People have hit me and have inquired about the Don sauce and how they can be lucky enough to get the Don sauce. Like, people have literally said to me, yo, I see how buddy move, I want that, plug me. And I'm like, I
this is like the funniest
bro
fuck.
So, you know what?
We could sit here and say,
no,
you know,
like
it.
It's been definitely chicks that been like, yo, I want the sauce done. Like, I'm talking about, they want relationship done. I'm like, nah, you will fuck my, nah, you will do my, you don't deserve that.
You don't deserve to die?
You don't deserve a dime.
And
they deserve a cook?
I appreciate that.
I got potential.
Calm down.
They don't deserve a cook. Oh wait, my fault. Yeah,
I slid a sleaze bags to back in the day. I was like, "Here's my cook." Yeah, I got a nigga that cook though.
You don't want to die, but I
back
got
in the day though. Not now. Not
I
now.
Gotta
not
cook
now.
For
back in the
you.
Day.
I gotta cook for you. Yo, I hate when niggas come on a pod selling. Johnny, we got some PSAs for niggas today.
Oh man. Okay, which one you want? That option A or option B?
Let's start with option B.
Option B.
Yeah. Let's start. All right. With
option B is this.
Look, he gonna flip the two.
I hope he didn't get yeah.
But look though, so it was this chick, right? It was used on this like little show.
I'll tell you what.
Is that option A or B?
That's B, and I'll just play the clip.
Because we got money for that.
We got fucking money.
Go ahead, do your shout out, Johnny. Don't leave him out.
Oh, to the broke niggas. You broke bitches.
I hate you.
You have sex with anybody else.
Right.
So these urges that come, mm-hmm, I have to share them with the one person I decide to spend the rest of my life with.
Right.
So that brings me back to my soundbite.
Okay.
Right? I don't understand, and this is what we can discuss, mm-hmm, as a woman, because I don't want to say it's a man versus woman thing, but a lot of women do complain, oh, my husband's always on me. Why is he always on me? Mm-hmm. If sex is going to be a chore for you that you don't really want to do, why do women constantly push monogamy on men? If you know that
I know niggas feel some type of way. Because niggas felt some type of way before recording even started.
Hey, yo, Paul, this nigga cook was breathing hard.
This nigga cook was breathing hard. Hold on. Cook was breathing hard as shit. I'm like, yo, is this nigga about to go off? Like, what's wrong? Is he okay?
Got my headphones down.
Nigga, you told me to turn Johnny, you off.
I said turn him down at the beginning of the show.
Yo, I never said
Johnny.
Yo, Don, shut the fuck up. You gonna get back on topic, my nigga. You gonna get back on topic.
My fault. We
he's
on topic.
Stupid.
Let's get it.
He sounds stupid. I'm gonna tell you why he sounds stupid.
Yeah.
He said, now, Dev, say what he said again.
Okay.
Quote real quick.
So here's quote. This is the quote, and I'm also paraphrasing, but this is the quote. If I am, as a woman, okay, I'm a man, and as a woman, why do women force monogamy onto men when they know that they have no desire to reach or meet that same sexual expectation?
Doofus, let me tell you something.
Doofus.
Like, number one, monogamy isn't about sex. it's about multiple relationships.
Get in your.
Like, it's not about, like, niggas think that, like, I want to have sex with multiple people. That's polygamy or, like, polyamorous. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's not the vibe. Like, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like, it's not about that. It's one aspect of a relationship. It's sex, but that's not just that. So, it's not when, oh, well, my wife doesn't want to fuck me on Monday through Friday, I can get Saturday and Sunday to fuck another bitch to sustain my needs. It's not about that. Uh-huh. Number one, no one forces you into anything, especially relationships, unless it's, well, special occasions maybe, if you went to them, like, arranged bullshit, not bullshit, arranged stuff. Yeah. That might be someone's culture. But from American standpoint, when you get married as a choice, no one can force you to monogamy. You chose that. Like, you understood you had to give up maybe that to be with that woman. And if you felt like you being with that woman was greater than you maybe doing these certain things, and she wasn't with that polygamy shit, or you fucking, not even polygamy, you just fucking other woman while, you know what I mean, doing that shit, then you chose that lifestyle. Yeah. So why would you be, like, number one, that's like a kind of an insult to the niggas that really practice that lifestyle for real.
Yeah.
It's an insult to, like, to be so kind of, like, ignorant to say something like, oh, like, you forced me into this. Like, no one forced you to that. Nigga, you just ain't getting, she don't want to fuck you every night.
I have a question.
Nigga, don't, the only thing is this, number two, why do niggas get mad when they chick don't want to fuck every night? Like, niggas don't, like, niggas want to fuck every fucking night.
So all three of y'all, do y'all all work out of the same sales company?
No, I've just grown.
No, but you still selling though.
I'm not selling nothing. I'm really saying, like, yo, this, like, niggas just think that, like, that shit's wild. Like, you could be so similar to think something like that.
But let me ask
these
you,
these two niggas are auctioning off on eBay right now.
Niggas are offer up.
They're placing bids. Yeah.
We're just gonna take that as y'all niggas hating. I'm just gonna take that as y'all niggas hating, and you can go ahead and answer the question.
This is the Devin. This is the thing though, Johnny. When it comes to the monogamy, you know way more about this than I do. But I want to ask you this: if, what if the relationship is, me and this person have this, like, marriage, but then me and this person, we just fuck. That could still be monot. Like, it's like, technically, we create the own definitions of our relationships.
That's not really said, like, polygamy or polyamorous. It's more of like, it has to be, it's really consent.
Yeah.
Consensual. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, you might be polyamorous within yourself. Like, you might really like multiple people for, like, you know what I mean, at one time, or can fall in love with people at multiple people at one time. There's nothing wrong with that. Repeat, there is nothing wrong with those feelings.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. However, it gets bad when you don't communicate it to your partner, and she or he does not know, because women do that too, that they don't know that you can like multiple people at the same time. And also too, it takes you to, if you want to react on that shit or not, because you can be with a partner, like, I could be with someone that's poly, right? A girl.
Yeah.
And I tell her, like, yo, I'm not with that shit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't mad if she likes a nigga, but motherfucker, you ain't gonna act on that shit. If you act on it, we done.
So you would feel confident communicating to a girl that you are dating, or anybody that you want to relate, like, if you liked somebody else? Because I'm thinking about me personally, regardless of, but I don't necessarily, like, I don't subscribe to poly, any of that. I've been in monogamous relationships every time that I've been in a relationship.
That's what the world has taught us to do.
Exactly.
It's okay.
But I've never felt confident in anybody enough to say, yo, I also like this person too. Because I don't think that that's a realistic conversation.
I think it's a mature conversation. It's a conversation that probably is taboo.
Right.
I want to say it's not realistic. It's taboo because we don't really, I'll say 8 times out of 10, you probably don't know someone that's polyamorous. You don't know them, or you don't even know they are. Like, mm-hmm. I'm going to have a homie that is, but I don't want to know that shit till, like, he told me, because that's some taboo shit. Because if I told, there's a young poly, bro, like, whoop de whoop, he'd be like, nigga, like, you just trying for bitches out here. Yo, you just wilding. Like, you, like, oh, you'll give me some shit that's like, bro, that's not, or some niggas like, that's not being a man. And then that whole, then we get into that whole topic of that shit.
Right.
But maybe that conversation, and also to your girl not be with that shit, especially depending on what, like, what race you dealing with, and culturally what they do. Because from my understanding, the black race in itself is a very monogamous type of vibe. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to relationships. So niggas ain't trying to hear that shit.
Like, I would say surface level, yeah. like on the surface.
On the surface level, it is. So like that's like you telling your girl, like you tell your girl, like, yo, man, I'm polyamorous. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she's like, yo, what the fuck?
What the fuck is that? And then you break it down to her for real, she gonna tell her mom. But even if she do understand it, she tell her mom, like, yo, Dev is this, da da da. Her mama like, nigga, that nigga trying to fuck other girls. You know what I'm saying? Like, like who just rationalize that shit to make it sound wild.
And I think it's so wild. Like, this is one of the situations where I'm like, damn, bro, I never thought about it. But like him saying is like one of them things. Like, damn, never thought about it. I think what he's saying is basically saying is like, if you want to be married and you want a man to really be with you, and you not always sex, and you're not always want to have sex with him on like a consistent basis, then he should be open, or he should have the opportunity to reach out to a person or a partner that man can have sex with.
The reason why that shit
wild is shit.
But why? But why are you marrying people? Why are you committing your life to people that cannot match certain things about you? Right. So if why would you marry someone that cannot commit to your sex drive? And he also said in the podcast, he said that in the podcast too. He said early on relationship, when we were in college and anything, we was fucking like rabbits and anything, not slow down. But also to understand that, like, when you get, not just, we said this shit before the podcast, yo, your chick calling you daddy at 25 and you married to her and she at 35, you know how that daddy gonna come out after the 10th stroke. She know your toe gonna curl up when she slurped your shit after the third suck.
Nobody
like,
wants
you know the vibes,
I don't
bro.
Want the intentional daddy. Like, don't plan the, don't bet.
Yeah. But I'm saying, but you know, it's not intentional. But it's like, you just know her body. You know what she gonna say. What's going on. Like, I already know, like, I'm fucking like this. 1, 2, 3, daddy. Oh, you already know the vibe.
But let me say this to you. Oh. The reason why this don't sound crazy to me is because I feel like I've heard women voice something like this before. Mm. Like, I've heard women say, if you know that you can't keep up with what I want, or if you can't hang with me, then I'm going to get it from somewhere. Have y'all never heard women say?
I hear it all the time. And that's why I'm also like, I just think it just comes from like a masculine way. But like, women do it all the time.
All the time.
Like, I know, no fake. I think that is the number one reason why women cheat. I don't even think they cheat because of anything outside of like the fact that they just want to get it. And then like sometimes you might have a long ass day. You might have
I'm just saying, but
I'm just saying, I think that's the top reason. Like, it's like I'm not saying the only one reason, but it's the top reason why women cheat, because you working. Like, all of us got jobs. We work heavy, heavy hours. Like, that Wednesday in the middle of the week, bro, you just had a bad Wednesday day.
You wanted some pussy.
No, or you wanted to fucking just go to sleep.
Oh.
Just wanted to go to fucking sleep and you ain't just want to get a dick up. Like Kevin Hart just said it. Kevin Hart said this like I'm not quoting him at all, but paraphrasing. But basically, he was like, my wife want me to keep giving her stellar dick. Well, nigga, we not about to be in this stellar ass house.
Hey, you know, that's like, that might be the wrong nigga, because he was giving stellar dick to another girl on video. Pull that one back.
Yeah, that might be the wrong dude, but like, look at what's underneath it. I can agree with that. Like, this nigga works his ass off, so you want, sometimes I gotta get a weak dick out, like, to make you happy.
Sometimes you can't give no dick out.
Exactly. And I be thinking that, like, that's what happened with women, because, and also another thing is, I think that women be living through other women's experiences as well. It's like, my husband fucked me every day. It's like, shit, this working motherfucker only fucked me twice a week.
Wait, hold on, no. All right.
But I think people do that shit all the time.
Yeah, I think people do that in general too, though.
Yeah.
I think people do that. The one thing that, but also what I think, like, is something that you got to do when you dating somebody. You got to, like, constantly, like, you got to check in with that. Like, you got to be, what's worked for me is I've always, like, I'll check in and literally be like, fam.
Not a conference.
Fam.
Not a
yo,
parent pussy
what?
Conference.
That nigga have lemon squeezes. Come on. Come sit down,
baby. It's been 4 months. since we last talked about performances, and not just in the bed,
you
but
doing
just,
a you doing a quarterly performance. When you look at
here's your Q4 review. When you look at the numbers from October, and you look at the numbers in January,
last quarter, you did not perform to the best of your abilities. But I mean, we made a plan to get you right there on Q4,
fam. I be wanting to know,
but you different though.
Why you say that?
I'm not gonna ask for a quarterly. I'm not gonna ask for it.
You're not gonna check behind your work?
Communication.
I mean, but that's just me. And I know a lot of dudes would probably agree with me, but it's a lot of dudes that do that too. I just don't wanna I don't feel
so you said you checking in on the overall relationship. Yeah, overall. Are you checking in on the overall relationship? Or are you saying, yo, babe, look, it's
I'm
been
checking
a quarterly review.
All of it.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Oh,
like
that's different though. A quarterly review on the relationship, okay. Yeah. But if you saying, hey, yo, babe, it's quarterly review.
Why can't I just check on the sex with a quarterly review?
Also, nah, you're saying also, I'm saying if that's separate, then that's a different conversation.
All right, yes. I'm specifically checking in on the sex for my quarterly review then.
Nah, that's cool that's too. Cool. I'm not bashing you because that's some real nigga shit.
Right.
See, on the
but
other
why
hand,
you were saying about you were talking about that.
I mean, to be honest, I've never done it. Yeah. First of all, but I think that shit might be a fucking good ass idea though. Might take that.
But that nigga could gonna be salty when you say
yeah. The numbers have been down.
As you say your average stroke time has been getting less and less and less.
Out your damn mind, nigga. I haven't had the mindset to like, damn, did I not do what I was supposed to do tonight? Like, I ain't never had that mindset. Thank you very much, Johnny.
Wait till you turn 25, nigga.
This nigga said 25.
I ain't gonna hold this shit. I've definitely had some nights where I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah. He said, I gave him my best. I hope my best was good
at
enough.
At the end of the day,
I don't tell niggas live by this code.
I'm telling you.
You give chicks B grade dick and then you get A grade, they be like, yo, what the fuck? I never think you get better than this. It's like, well, you never asked for it.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you.
You're next supersize.
Oh, yo, you got to be real about it, man. You got to be real with yourself. You got to be real about it. And I be trying to be real about it. So I get the quarterly reviews. I fuck up every D. Even if you haven't.
But my thing
yet,
is do you give her the quarterly reviews too?
Yeah. Mm,
now he's potting.
Yeah. Oh, he's on the greatest podcast in the world.
When I asked a question like that, hey, it was, oh, bro, this is not the time for that. Now he asked that shit.
Let's
now
go.
He asked that shit. Oh, he's potting.
Because guess what? I'm on the cover. But look, though.
I took the cover.
No, you didn't.
It's a new one coming soon.
But nah. But listen, though, because imagine, like, I could see Dev. Dev, she's like this. You know what, Dev? Like, your numbers is going down, the strokes. And it's like, that's crazy because your ounces of wetness is going down too.
You know how terrible.
Come on now.
That went from great. That would have been went up from a great conversation.
Don't
to
come into the
bet.
Office with only negative reviews, though. You should know better. That's all
facts.
I'm saying.
No,
don't come into the office.
Cause I was a chick wood to my dick bad. I'm like, yo, what? Yo, I be hating when girls on Twitter. I hate Twitter niggas. I hate girls Twitter be like this. Yo, I got the wappiest wap I ever seen in the world. It's like, girl, do you? Yeah. Do you? Have you seen the hub? Have you scored such in the hub, my nigga? Have you?
Hey,
are
you
sure?
You calling,
are you sure about that?
When you call that shit the hub, bro, I be weak.
Yo, I hate what you be saying. Ooh, they the best at this. It's like, yo, if you go to the hub, my nigga, you will be very humbled real quick, my nigga.
But that's why I don't be. Yo, listen, I'm not gonna hold you. If we being 1,000% transparent, I don't even be claiming that I'm about to do this best shit that you've ever.
Yeah,
because I'll never claim that.
Because, nope. Like, fam, you can't.
No.
Because you will end up in a group chat and not in the best
because
way.
My thing is this, bro. It's always going to be someone that's going to give better dick than you.
Fam,
and
I'm in
okay.
This bitch like,
and
well.
And it's also how comfortable they are, too. That shit
true.
Plays in a
and also, it's
way.
Also based on their experience. Because experience, you give
yeah.
Some whack ass dick to a girl.
And give her and give another girl the same dick. I was like, oh my God, that was the best shit.
Yeah,
I've
because
had.
She never experienced. Because yeah. I know it's literally been chicks that like literally like, they'll fuck you and be like, yo, like, that shit was the best. And yeah. in my head, I'm like, bro, I don't even do shit. Right. But then you start talking about their sexual history, and he's like, oh, that's why it's the hey, best. I'm like,
nigga never touched a butt before in that way. They're like, no, he never
oh
did.
Oh, my God, Johnny.
No, listen. Wait, why did him say that make you respond like?
That nigga Cook said, that's it. Where's my camera? That's it. I'm out.
We're potty today, boy. Respond hey, like
yo,
that.
Hey, yo, damn, I'll be back in this bag in a minute, baby.
Johnny what? Has this story that I'm never going to enclose.
Oh, no, nah, but I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck.
I'm not saying it for the listeners, but we can talk about it.
Man, I want to know what the fuck this
but
shit
this
is.
But this nigga Jay, Johnny, you, for the people that's listening, you ever had a story that somebody tell you and you feel like you're physically there, like you know the whole, you can paint the whole picture, and then every time
it's a Picasso
he say your friend say the cue or word that help you remember the story, yeah. and just the image just put back right up. Yeah, nigga, that shit just happened with him. Yeah. Every time this nigga says ass, I just think about a story that he told me.
Wait, why can't we not?
No, nah, I think Apple won't allow this to go up. This shit gonna get blocked, nigga.
Gonna stop the stream.
Yo,
they'll cut the shit off at this time code.
Right, nigga.
Do it. Yo, niggas need to know.
Nah.
Yo, niggas is sick, man. Yo, niggas is sick. All right, so check. Look, we have 51 minutes, man. We had a 51-minute pod already.
Another PSA, too.
What is your other PSA?
Oh, yo, this one chick was wild. She said that, like...
I might have that video, too.
This nigga is lit.
Yeah, I know.
But basically, when we just say basically, or we just, you gonna get the thing up?
Nah, give us the basic, because I might not be able.
Basically, she said, like, she was in an argument with this ex-football player. And I think it was just her just saying shit just to say shit because it sounded stupid. But she said that, like, NFL is modern-day slavery. You know what I'm saying? And the dude said, yo, slaves never got paid millions of dollars. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or just even a form of payment. And she said the form of payment for slavery was housing. And that was probably the wildest shit I probably heard all week.
Who was Shorty?
She still got
I don't even
a
know who
face.
Shorty was. Now, let me break it down how that shit's wild.
I'm trying to find out.
Because also, someone, a friend of the podcast, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Coffee and Cream.
Right, shout out to Coffee and Cream.
Oh, yeah, I was about to say. Yeah, I didn't know who you were. Yeah, okay, cool.
You know what I'm saying? A DM me was like, yo, I agree. You know what I'm saying? Like, they agree. And I said, let me tell you how.
And also,
side note. Anything I say from now until maybe... So I say it is, I'm not directing this to Coffee and Cream because I love them girls and they're intelligent people. You know what I'm saying? So anybody that agrees with that statement about their or slavery and anything, they're fraud as fuck. But I'm not talking about you, baby, because you lit. Like I'm saying, so, you cool.
He said, not you, baby.
Not you. But what I'm saying is that shit is fraud as fuck because, number one, like, how the fuck can you ever say, like, they were paid in housing? Like, for a dog, I compare it to animals. For you to keep a dog... able to be obedient and healthy to do whatever dog duties you need to do, you have to have a house, you have to put a house over their head and food in their fucking bellies. That's basic stuff that something needs to survive. That's basic food, shelter, and water. An animal, no animal can ever survive without those three things.
Right, so you're saying that.
Just to keep the stock up.
So how the fuck is that a payment if that's something that's basic? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, maybe the degree of what it was, we can maybe argue that, but not really because I don't care. But you can't compare that to NFL because in the NFL, people choose to play.
Yeah.
Now, do they fuck with black people? No. We're not getting there, though. But they choose to play. You compromise maybe your blackness and maybe certain other things to get that check and feed your family.
Yeah,
the real maybe slavery might be NCAA. That's a whole different conversation.
So what I'll say is, you know, being a ex-athlete all the way around the board, I'll say, and I'll agree with you, that to me, the slavery piece was more the college piece than the professional piece. Because, of course, in professional getting paid, college, they'll say you're getting paid in, you know, your scholarship money, which that's cool and all, but... You know, when it comes, you got to be at practice. And Dev knows you got to be at practice at 5:30. You got to be here at this time. You got to be here at this time to do this, sprints, all that crap. So I'll say this, and this is partially me be playing devil's advocate as well.
Oh.
I don't think fully that she was saying that they're all the way comparable. I think she was saying the mentality behind it. Because, yes, even though he's getting paid millions of dollars, there's still things they can't do. There's still things they can't say. They're still forced to come to practice or they get fined. All of that stuff. So I'm not saying the direct correlation was there. That probably, to me, was the worst example she had. She could have came up with another one. But I will, maybe because Buddy was in the NFL, so that's the meeting when she went to. So what I'll say is the thought that was there in terms of the, we'll say, the grant, the partial grand scheme of things being a hint of, we'll say, slave-like behavior, I'll agree there. But the direct correlation to a professional athlete getting paid millions of dollars or even thousands of dollars or getting paid at all is... I don't agree.
I just don't like when people compare like very simple things
to
African American slavery.
That's what I was about to say.
Like when she says slavery, she's not talking about the Hebrews. She's not talking about any other form of slavery. You're talking about African American slavery, because I'm assuming that. I'm gonna bet every dollar I got she's talking about Negroes, coloreds, and chains. But so my thing is that was probably one of the most gruesome versions of slavery we've ever seen, and you can't compare shit like that.
I hate the
housing.
Trashes. I hate
we got housing, nigga.
I think
they got raped in their houses. Yeah. That's not payment.
I agree.
Listen, I agree with you, Johnny. I hate when people compare, society that's like outside, like entertainment society, to slavery. I fucking hate it.
Yeah,
like I think I hate it as much as I hate the Trump Make America Great Again, like make the black dollar better, or I think I hate the spinoffs. Yeah. I think I hate it as much as I hate the MAGA spinoffs, because how can you? I just feel that we need to use another fucking word or another phrase.
I think niggas
like,
just
be like, it's fucked up. A player should be able to do this. A player should be able to do that. Like, societally. But what I'm saying is that, like, reading history on slavery and even comparing 1% of what slaves went through to what we're going through right now is wild. It's
you
a little bit disrespectful.
Contract.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no offense, NCAA. Like, we can go back and forth on that on another day about like just how like that is set up. But no, NFL. No, them niggas go home to their $1 million houses and they driving Ferraris in the off season. Like,
it's not even.
You know what I'm saying?
This
like,
is
you can't
what I,
compare it.
This is what I think people start to. This is why I think people keep drawing comparisons to like they shitty contractual situations to slaves.
But they signed contracts.
Right.
Slaves
didn't
sign shit.
Right. Like, but I think that when they speak about it, they're not thinking from that mindset. They're thinking of slavery based off of pay. And the conversation that's had about slavery is solely focused on the transaction. The conversation isn't necessarily focused on what it embodied.
But there's no transaction. Like the slave master couldn't have a nigga sleeping outside in the fucking grass.
Right.
Because even think about that. They sleep in the grass. They get ticks. They get diseases. They can't work. Like everything they did was to benefit themselves.
And I think that people know that. But this day of what they call modern day slavery, which is why people keep using this term of modern day slavery, is only focused on the way that people get paid. Everybody that's complaining about us being slaves, they're only talking about the way we get paid. And some people are talking about the way we get treated. But here's the thing. Football players feel like they make pennies compared to what the people who own the teams and our execs. So
and also that just... If a nigga is making money, I'm never going to pay my employees how much I get paid. That makes no fucking sense.
Right.
Now, what I'll say, maybe the different clauses that are in there, how the contracts are set up, guaranteed money, maybe them covering up, what's that shit called? With the head injuries and shit.
The CTE shit.
The CTE, them covering that shit up. I got you.
Yeah.
But if I own, and it's like the same way how they be talking about how military people get paid this much, but then four players, athlete LeBron James gets paid millions, let's shut the fuck up, you fucking MAGA ass niggas. Like I'm saying, like,
yeah.
Yo, if the if this nigga has to pay everybody millions of dollars, so the whole team is collectively is worth maybe every contract is maybe like $100 million. Not even that, maybe $100 million a season.
Yeah.
Am I right?
We'll just say roughly around. Just $100 million a season. Just say $100 million.
On top of that's one expense. Then you still have to, on top of that, run the whole organization to pay everybody else, cooks, and with everything that goes to run the organization, period. If I'm the owner, I'm getting a cut. And I'm getting a large cut.
Yeah.
If I have to pay this many motherfuckers, you think I'm about to get the same amount of cut that a coach will get or GM will get? No, I'm making more than every nigga in that bitch. Because I own the motherfucker.
But let me say this to you. At what point does what you make become unethical to what you paying people?
But on? Also too,
I'll say the real issue is, if we're gonna use football as an example, is for me is everybody's pay isn't guaranteed. So like I might be on the practice squad, and let's just say my salary is, I don't know what the practice squad folks make. Like, let's say 75. You make 75 on the practice squad. That's really not all the way guaranteed. But let's just say I make it through the season. I make my 75. Well, okay, I made my 75. It's not all the way guaranteed. But then we'll say Johnny, and I will say I'm a backup wide receiver. I'm a practice squad wide receiver, and Johnny's a practice squad DN. He might be getting paid less than me, and his ain't getting paid. He ain't getting guaranteed. So for me, my thing is with the NFL, you got MLB is guaranteed. The NBA is guaranteed. I don't really know. The big three sports.
Yeah.
I say basketball, baseball, and football. Baseball is guaranteed. Basketball guaranteed. Football is not. That's why you had all these NFL players like Von Miller saying, my son's not playing football. I don't care what he says. I don't care how much he wants to be like his dad. We working on a jump shot and a baseball swing.
Yeah.
Because I'd be damned if he in here getting concussed and all of that, and then he gets waived. Because you got to make it 4 years in the league to get retirement. So I'd be cool if I'm getting retirement.
What's the average, like three?
Average is like three, maybe two.
That's tough.
Three. Because I know a couple dudes who we went to school with. I don't even know if they still in the league. Yeah. I know for sure one isn't.
Well, but I can tell you that they're not.
I don't even know.
Niggas of the day, they're not.
Johnny's sick. So I mean, shout out to y'all. You know, I know y'all did y'all thing, but we got to make it 4 years. And if we don't make it 4 years, then it's a wrap. So, like, and I was talking to the homie about it, and they brought up the Colin Kaepernick thing and how they kind of shut him out.
Yeah.
So for me with the Colin Kaepernick thing, and I'm going to do both the devil's advocate and the real thoughts about it, is that, yes, they definitely did him completely wrong. 110%.
Greasy.
But then playing the devil's advocate piece, the reason why he didn't get picked up wasn't because he wasn't a great quarterback, because everybody knew damn well he was way better than Baker Mayfield or Johnny Manziel. The reason why he didn't get picked up, because what organization, that then turns the organization into not just a political statement, but it turns into a political statement. So now it's everybody's looking at you like, okay, you just picked up this dude who kneeled for the national anthem. Because you've got, we'll say 60% of America looking at you kneeling because you disrespecting the flag and the people in the armed forces and all of that, which is what he was not doing. Then you've got the other, we'll say 30%, which is like, bro, you just disrespecting everybody. Everybody who's white, you disrespecting. I'm sorry to put a color on it, but that's just what it is. You disrespecting everybody that's white.
Well, people don't
understand. Then the other 10, you sitting here like, I mean, the other 10 is us. We the other 10 in the world, like, no, he doing it because y'all need to stop killing us. Y'all need to realize you need to stop killing us. And thank the Lord, he's still getting a check. He's been putting up his money, Super Bowl quarterback, you know. But how are you a Super Bowl quarterback and you don't get signed to anybody?
Well, wait, so you're saying that if you were a GM, you were able to understand why niggas wasn't hiring Cap?
No, I'm being devil's advocate. No, I know. I'm hiring Cap. Fuck all that
no,
shit.
No, I know. I know Don Jones is hiring Cap. But I'm saying, when you take into consideration that you're a business owner. Bluetooth connected. When you take into consideration that you're a business owner, you're saying that if you're a business owner for the NFL, if you own a team, and you're not ethically, you know, where you are now, it's a bad move to hire Cap?
It's a risky move to hire Cap. Being strictly devil's advocate, I need all my listeners to know. It's a difficult play. Mm-hmm. Because now you're like, okay, now, because you're going to lose ticket sales, you're now going to lose jersey sales. So that's too off the rip.
Mm. But is it?
You are. Because think about how many people booed Think about how many people booed the Texans, the very first game of the season between the Texans and the Chiefs.
Nigga still going to pull up to boo.
No, I'm not. But here's the thing. I'm not saying that. But you're still not going to get those same numbers. Everything is for $1.
Real shit. Let me ask y'all this question.
If I get your $20, I get Cook's $20, but I don't get Devin's $20. If I'm a greedy ass nigga like these owners are, I'm pissed as fuck I didn't get his $20. Why the fuck did I not get his $20?
I think you might lose. I think you might. Well, yeah, never mind. It's the same thing.
Because then think about
ticket sales, but I think you're like, you're not losing.
But I mean, I'm not just saying. I'm not just. Not
you're losing,
just
you losing season ticket holders.
That too.
That they don't want to lose.
Think about that too. Because then think about it. Because think about it. For the NBA, they put them in the bubble, right? Put them in the bubble,
which was a great idea.
But then think about how many stadiums they didn't open up. Because think about it. We had the watch parties going on in Cleveland.
Big facts.
You telling me during the bubble you don't have the watch parties and shit? But what does the NFL do immediately? Bring y'all asses outside. Y'all seen the Pittsburgh Steelers game today. Them niggas was damn near full capacity.
Yeah, I didn't know this shit was going to turn you up like this.
We talking about race. It's going to turn me up.
Exactly.
It's going to turn me up.
But also, Dev, you said a good point, too. You said when it's unethical, pay. You know what I'm saying? But also, see, that's the capitalist in me. You feel me?
And that's what I be thinking. Like, can you even mix business and ethics?
I take a class on that. You really, low-key, you can and can't. Number one, ethics. One thing about ethics is, bro, is that ethics is societal. Mm-hmm. It's based on societal. So, like, ethics goes along over time. It evolves and changes. So, me personally, like, the guaranteed contracts, yeah. But there might be certain shit that, like, we can agree upon right now that's ethical. That might be unethical. Like, even think about this, like, years ago, 20 years ago, it was ethical not to pay college students to play basketball or football, whatever sport.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It was very ethical, nigga. Put your dues in, keep it pushing.
Yeah.
But then as college sports start becoming a main thing and we start seeing the BCS and now every football game got a fucking sponsor to it, the fucking, I don't know, the hub fucking Super Bowl, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Something
yeah.
bowl.
Yeah.
Or college basketball, March Madness is something wild and different.
Yeah.
We start seeing the people get monetized off it. Now it's unfair. But just that's how society goes. At one point of time, only the black person was ethical. You know what I'm saying? Now we know it's unethical.
But the main issue is, I don't even think it's the fact that, yes, they are making a bunch of money. That's just guaranteed. But if the issue is that the NCAA was unable to control people trying to make money. Think about it. Y'all remember Terrell Pryor at Ohio State? He couldn't play his last 2 years because he was selling. He sold his Rose Bowl. I sell my ring and y'all going to penalize me for that?
I'm trying to understand what the argument you're trying to say right now.
The argument I'm trying to say is, it's not really an argument. I'm agreeing with you. Okay. I was agreeing with you.
I'm aggressively agreeing.
I'm aggressively agreeing with you. Because all that shit is fucked up. But to answer your question, I want to sternly let you know, God damn it, that I agree with you, God damn it.
Yo, Darius, I'm like this.
Huh? Nah, so.
Did I say something wrong, nigga?
This nigga went back his whole thing. He said, did I say something wrong?
Can you recap what you said so I can I need to defend what I just said, but I need to know what you just said first.
Right. Oh, bullshit.
So the whole thing about, I mean, with that getting paid, of course, to me is a benefit for sure for the players, the popular players, but for me, you'd have to get that right. I'm not saying they shouldn't, but you have to get that right. Because, for example, Zion.
Hey, hit the ooey real quick. I'm asking you a question. Are you What's saying up? That NCAA college players should not get a monetary?
No.
I ain't said a full question. Are you saying that NCAA players should not get a monetary, get some money for what they do?
No. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm saying they should. But what I'm saying is it has to be right. For example, right? You've got Zion. So if y'all remember that Duke roster, y'all have Zion, y'all got RJ Barrett, and then people forget that there was another brother on that team who helped them make it to the tournament.
We don't know that nigga.
Now, if you're doing it off of strict popularity, off of just straight numbers, people, you're going to go Zion, RJ Barrett, and then the rest of them.
Right.
But if you're saying the overall, we'll say success of the team, but then you're also going to get into the argument of the bigger schools. So naturally, UNC is going to get a primetime game.
That's what the NBA
Duke's
is.
Duke's going to get a primetime game. That's what the NBA game. Is, I understand that, but we're not talking about the NBA. We're talking about the NCAA for college kids.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is, like, that's kind of like, You're saying that the one system is unfair when the other system on the same side of that is fair.
We're talking professional. Here's the thing. No. But here's the thing. You're not comparing apples to apples. You're comparing apples and oranges because we're in college. Professional athletes. If I am Donald Jones and I'm on a team with, I'm gonna use basketball. And I'm on a team with LeBron James. Mm-hmm. I'd be damned if I'm thinking I'm gonna get the same money as LeBron James or even close.
But that's what I'm saying.
But you can't flip it because in college you got recruited walk-ons. I'm a recruited walk-on. Why am I gonna get the same money as Zion Williamson?
I low key think that's why it hasn't been no push, because you got small D1 schools that aren't as big.
Cleveland State.
You're right. They're not as big as like a Duke. So like it creates imbalance. It's like people are gonna want to transfer. Like think about if can't think of his name. It's gonna come to me.
Like the dude from the Miami Heat.
But also too,
you have problems.
It's like it's both sides, because you're saying how like, I'm not agreeing. I agree that them niggas should get some type of compensation, but I think the system's so fucked up that like it's no way how to do it. Not saying how to do it per se.
I think
the only way you could do it right now is let them niggas get paid off their likeness.
I don't even think it's fucked up. And y'all can bash me, but I don't think the system of how NCAA is fucked up is just frowned upon now. So you got to think about how it started. So it started as allowing people that were good at basketball to have the opportunity to get the education paid for and also play basketball.
Right.
Then it rolled out to like big corporations trying to come in, like sponsoring the school, getting free uniforms, getting buildings, getting bigger stadiums, then bigger stadiums fit more people, and then more people are coming in.
Capitalism have happened.
That's America.
But that's what I'm saying.
America's fucked up.
No, and it's fucked up. But what I'm saying is like, it's fucked up because you have. I'm talking about now. Yeah, it started off as a good thing, but now you have conferences that are going to get more money off top, like Big Ten, SEC, all these Big East.
That's because of traffic.
But why can't you just be recruited based off of what conference? I mean, why can't you just be paid based off of what conference you get recruited?
But then you're going to do it right.
A disbalance, because if I'm at Middle Tennessee and they telling me University of Tennessee are paying their players like $50K a year, and I'm getting $10K a year. I'm playing, I'm hooping just like them. I'm going to practice just like them. And I just go to a different. They're like under 50 miles apart.
But the NBA
too, you understand this too, like the NBA. There's several levels to the NBA. Kind of owns teams, you know what I'm saying? In a sense, like they own teams. Like a team can't secede from the union, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's player associations too, you know what I'm saying? That can fight on the side of players, which we've seen happen. Like, but the NCAA is a governing body, but the Big Ten, Big East, they can leave NCAA if they want to. Schools can leave the Big Ten. Like, schools can leave Big Ten and go to the Big East if they want to. See what I'm saying? So you can't, the Cavs can't leave the East and go to the West when they feel like it. But schools can do that contractually. Yeah. Like, also, too, you understand, like when you know this from just playing college sports, that you choose your opponents. Like the NBA chooses opponents, but you as a college, you sign contracts with other teams to play each other every year, 5 years, 3 years out.
Right.
So it goes to a certain point. It's like, yo, can we even afford to have niggas that get paid $80,000 a year, play niggas with 10,000? Like, what's the point of doing it? It's a lot of little contractual shit, right. And the NCAA is more of a republic and more of a democracy, quote unquote. It's like state versus federal. The states have more power in this situation, which is the conferences and the schools.
I do have a question.
Turn to a sports podcast now.
So
fuck.
if
like to hear.
So if a college student gets paid, are they a college student? or a paid athlete.
Well, if we're gonna get technical, really technical, I'm already getting paid as a college student. Listen, I'm already getting paid as a college student.
Yeah.
Think about it. I'm gonna get there. I'm already getting paid as a college student. I'm not getting monetary value, but I'm getting stipend checks off the rip. That's one payment because I know I can't work. If I'm a D1 athlete, I know I can't work and make a certain amount of money.
So how much is
not done. And then, how much is yours? And then not enough. And then you're also getting your education paid for.
Right.
So you're getting paid, just not getting that money in your pocket. You're getting something.
But let's keep it all the way real when you say your education is paid for, you're still very limited in what you can do. So and no one can tell me that the starting quarterback for Clemson, not saying it's not possible, but you're not going to tell me that starting quarterback for Clemson is studying pre-med. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. He's studying pre-law, or he's studying a rigorous curriculum. You know what I'm saying? Or he's in the classroom.
They say that's what a lot of
players do. So your education might get paid for. Is education getting paid for, or you're getting waived a fee for your ass to be there? And that's two different things to me. Because education paid for is you're taking fully advantage of the education that is getting put forth to you. They're not taking full advantage because are those niggas getting jobs when they graduate out of school after athletes? And real talk, a lot of documentaries say that they don't get paid. They're not getting the jobs they need to go to. They don't have the connections. They never focus on degrees. They focused on
that. That's a loaded conversation. But
it's a very loaded conversation.
It's a lot of things that come with that. And those are realities for a lot of like college athletes. Like you be thinking that, oh, jobs will hire you because they love people. No, but they won't.
Them niggas not.
But this is the thing about the NCAA. The NCAA, just like many colleges, like college is a business in itself. Being a student, you coming to study at my school is a business transaction. So if I'm allowing you to study and I'm giving you this platform to play these sports on, that's a business transaction. And in a sense, it's almost like a nonprofit opportunity. Like even going to play sports in college is a nonprofit opportunity because nonprofit companies, people work at nonprofits and start nonprofits and they make money. And
the nonprofit industry is probably the biggest fucking finesse I've ever seen in the world. So and any niggas that claim that nonprofit shit, they niggas really do it for what they do it for. I guarantee you half the niggas is lying their ass off and just came in for the check.
I don't know about every nigga.
I'm gonna say half.
But what I'll say is that nonprofit is a business. If I'm a college, so we see schools cut sports programs because that business ain't making us no money.
No cheddar.
But if we're going to be real, if you actually look at the numbers, the only, even in D1s, the only school that's going to bring you profit or at least get you back to positive, even if the small school we were at, Notre Dame College of Ohio, is going to be the big three, basketball. And really the big two, basketball and football, that everybody's going to. You're going to basketball games and you're going to football games. Them other sports we don't really care about, but them is going to bring you in either in at least break even or in the positive.
But this goes to a deeper conversation too, like how fucked up the schools, how college system is. Because like, nigga, these niggas, like Yale is charging $75,000. Versus Cleveland State is a smooth like maybe 10, and not just base tuition. I'm not talking about all the extra room and board, all that bullshit when it comes with it. Just off the brand name, niggas charging at least 20 more bands. Not even saying the difference. Niggas say, oh yeah, Cleveland State, da da da. Like yeah, all right, cool. Prestigiousness, college, all that shit, da da da. But off the brand name is an extra 20 bands.
Yeah.
Off top, just the fact you got Yale on your, just to say you can get a Yale on your resume, you already paying 20 bands for that. Passing C's, getting a D, you barely walk across the stage, you automatically paying 20 bands for that. So that's fucked up too, how we do, it's capitalism.
Yo, the one thing that somebody called me and we had this conversation, it was when we did the Breonna Taylor episode, is no system that is not going to be flawed. Every single system is going to be flawed. It's about figuring out what systems work best
for us.
But
also too, because that might be a cop out sometimes, uh-huh, because we've seen systems
before
in other countries work. It works.
Yeah.
Like it literally works. Mm-hmm. But we don't. It's too many. it's too much. It's a whole bunch going on sometimes.
Yeah.
And it fucks up shit. We can go to Corona. Like, you know, countries that literally fuck all that horse and elephant shit. You know what I'm saying? Fuck all the bullshit. Yo, niggas is dying. We got to shut this bitch down. We got to allocate money other places. We got to do shit. But in this country, it was egos. It was politics. And I guarantee you, tens of thousands of people could have survived if it wasn't for certain niggas in certain places. So even though, yeah, every system is flawed, we understand that. We not stupid. You know what I'm saying? Every human is a flaw.
Right.
And humans are based off flaw. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. However, we not going to just say that these are unpreventable flaws.
That's a fact.
That's what I understand. That when we overlook the preventable flaws and we understand that shit could be prevented from just NCAA, like, you know what I mean, just the schools, Black Lives Matter, when people COVID, be pointing them everything. Out, yeah. I ain't trying to hear that it's a flaw in every system bullshit, because that's what you're doing. You're basically saying, like, yo, it's not that bad, but, you know, it's a little band-aid. It is what it is.
And I live by this, like, this saying. It's like, certain things, certain jobs, certain systems, you just don't fuck up at. And I always say it, like, nigga, if you are a pilot, you cannot fuck up at all.
Yeah.
No bullshit.
Like, if you are a doctor, you can't
afford a flaw.
Oh, today my scalpel didn't hold in my hand right.
Yeah.
Nigga, you cannot say that. If you, it's like, I give it the same mindset. It's like, the system, like, that we can't use. I mean, and I'm saying that it's a good statement to say, like, every system is flawed, because that is 100% facts. But it's the mental that people carry on. It's like, we walk every day, it's like, we're gonna fuck up anyway, so we might as well just keep moving.
Right.
Like, I agree with you. Like,
that's a fact.
We can't have that mindset that a system is fucked up. No, what we need to do is figure out what parts of the system work and just make that shit work. You feel what I'm saying?
But so, I mean, I completely 100% agree. But, like, we've been, the common theme is capitalism. So somebody made money off this virus several times over, 100 times over.
Seven times over, 100 times over,
all that shit. All they're doing is making money off of this shit. Making a buku amount of money for no reason.
People making money off of whatever it is.
Right.
Hanes came out with masks. Nigga, I wish I would have started
making
masks.
You know how many
masks.
Companies came out with a mask? You know how people are decorating masks? And saying, mask, oh, I'll decorate your mask.
The mask
here you
trap
go.
Going crazy.
No,
right
not
now.
Even not even that. I look at this simple, easy shit. Like Uber Eats. Like Uber is making
DoorDash.
Dooku money off of the Eats side of Uber.
Shopify, PayPal, anything that deals with e-commerce, going crazy.
And then people right not hip. Shout out to my Xbox players. We don't like y'all, but like even PlayStation TV is like all time high. Like I can watch live TV off my PlayStation now.
Yeah.
I just pay $12.99 a month.
Shoot, the reason why y'all paying $13 for Netflix now?
No, that was up before COVID, bro.
Huh?
That was up before COVID.
Oh, never mind.
I think more people are
still paying that $8 though.
But like Netflix ain't. Hey, I got another. This probably be another conversation. But Netflix is smart. Whoever work on that team is amazing, because they've been coming out with a lot of black
he
stuff.
Said 101 is
a lot
back
of black
on.
Stuff been on that.
And
joint.
I don't want to digress, but I think
we on the same.
They following that because HBO does that too, though. HBO got a lot
HBO
of black
Max
stuff.
Well, what I want to say stuff. About capitalism is like this, bro. And I'm gonna end it because Dad looking at me with that face. We gotta wrap this motherfucker up.
That's why I was like, you know what? I'm not even gonna say.
I can already see Dad's phone right now. I got the outro song queued up. But Dev, I could read Dev from a mile away now. But what I will say is this. Yeah. I'm sick of motherfuckers. I don't want to say I'm sick, because I understand about capitalism is probably the worst thing that ever happened to this country.
Uh-huh.
However, I'll say, you niggas that hate capitalism don't understand, will not be in the same boat if you had a fucking dollar too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You would not be talking all this shit about Amazon and how Trump doesn't pay taxes and shit. Because if you understood the finesse of how these motherfuckers make money, how Amazon probably doesn't really make profit every year, they collect off loss on taxes. You see what I'm saying? If you understood mm-hmm. how that vibe is, how you can collect, you can get more money off losses, anything like that, or how you can move money, and how our niggas don't pay that much, owners, business owners don't pay that much money in taxes,
right?
Because they charge everything to the fucking LLC. You understand that? You would think differently. And that's why I really try to comment on rich people shit,
yeah,
per se, or like what's fair and not fair in the world, maybe, on when it comes to dollar amounts.
Yeah.
Because I'm not in that place. Because I might have thought like, damn, why the fuck that happens when I was 20 years old, when I'm not at that place. I said, nah, I understand why people act the way they are. So if I got $1 billion fucking dollars, I'll understand why the fuck a billionaire wasn't want to spread the fucking money or wealth around.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Especially if it came out, my mom
spread it. And also,
this is my last thing. I can't get mad at the nigga for not giving up a dollar or some money when a nigga grew the shit out of his fucking garage. If I grew some shit out of my fucking garage, it'll be let me tell you something. It'd be cold Kool Aid.
Like this pie, get the popping.
It would be cold Kool Aid in hell. Before I damn give away half my motherfucking fortune, some shit I started in my motherfucking garage.
I do want to end right there. Fuck it, let's end right there. This week, do y'all have any things coming up that y'all want to talk about? Do y'all have any things that people need to know? Y'all both have been busy.
Nothing like that. But y'all already know I gotta do my shout out to Black Love. But I will say this: y'all really need to go out and vote, and y'all need to understand real quick. I need you. Hey, look, turn me down real quick.
Turn you down?
No, turn the song down real quick.
Oh
real
yeah,
quick, real quick. Y'all need to understand this real quick. Literally 30 seconds. When y'all get this, y'all Donald Trump's flaunting around that if y'all elect him again, he gonna give y'all more stimulus money. I need y'all to understand that over $600 that y'all receive, y'all have to pay taxes on that shit. So this $1,200 that y'all receive, y'all are going to have to pay taxes in 2020. I'm just letting y'all know that right now. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I can turn the shit back up.
Yes, sir.
All right.
You have my permission.
Cook, shouts out to you for pulling up.
Appreciate y'all, man.
Last minute, unplanned, but we appreciate you. Yo, shouts out to DTC Photos, man. Make sure y'all support. You already know. Y'all been seeing us. Y'all been crispy. I see y'all double tapping. I see y'all sharing. We appreciate y'all. We love y'all. Make sure y'all keep sharing. But that's because of the good brother Cook.
Appreciate it.
No shout outs?
I did mine.
Man, listen, shout out to you broke motherfuckers that keep talking about capitalism. And think that this shit real.
Johnny said anti-capitalist.
This is gonna get a fucking job, my nigga.
Yo,
shout out to them W-2s about to come in end of January. That's probably the biggest check you don't fucking get for the whole year. And shout out to the nigga that taught you how to run the game, because they ain't know how to run the fucking game either.
Shouts out to the people that is getting money though. Shouts out to the people who don't have USB mics. Shouts out to the people that have been supporting us, following us, sharing. Yo, listen, we see y'all. We love y'all. Keep streaming everything up. Make sure y'all go and visit those older episodes too. Support the good brother Cook, Bearside, Don Jones, as always, Day of the Voice. Your new slaves.
Out the country so you can't see where I stay, so go and grab the reporters so I can smash their recorders. Say that confuses with some bullshit like the new world order. Meanwhile the DEA teamed up with the CCA, they try and lock niggas up, they try and make new state. See, that's that probably on prison, get your peace today. They probably all in the Hamptons bragging about what they made. Fuck you and your Hampton house, I fuck your Hampton spouse. Came on a Hampton blouse and then I Hampton mouth. Y'all about to turn shit up, I'm about to tear shit down, I'm about to air shit out. Now what the fuck they gonna say now?